Welcome back, Double Teamed fam, for season 5. We out here doing our best.
Surviving.
So fucking tired.
Okay, I know we did the minis in July, but obviously those were like about just like the basics or random things. And now I'm like, I feel like there's so much to catch you guys up on. So buckle in, because it's been an exciting month to say the least. July, at least. August obviously just started.
Has it been an exciting month?
Oh, also, it was just a full moon today. Well, if you're listening to this on Thursday, it was a full moon earlier this week, Monday, Tuesday. So, you know, intense energy, probably didn't get a lot of sleep. Pay attention to your dreams. If you had any weird dreams, guys,
write them down.
Always pay attention to what you're dreaming around the new moons and the full moons. But yeah, so if you had any weird dreams, pay attention. And if you were having trouble sleeping, that's why. So hopefully now as we go into the weekend, you sleep a little nicer.
So first things first, let's talk about the live show that is this month. Literally like 3 weeks away.
I'm so nervous.
The anxiety is kicking in. It happens every time, you know, where we start planning a live show a few months, you know, ahead of time, and like we're feeling good and like everything's like really aligning and
we're excited,
you know, we're excited, and then like a few weeks before the live show, like we're anxious, we're nervous, we're having dreams about it, like it's just, it's a lot. So just a few things to go over. If you haven't bought your ticket for the live show already, go ahead and do so. I know there's going to be tickets available at the door, but that's only if we haven't reached capacity. So, and the venue really only fits 130, I think.
Somewhere between 120 and 130.
Yeah. So if you want prime seating, if you want to be right up close and personal, get you a ticket now. Don't wait until the last minute.
So yeah, if you're in the New York or New Jersey area, come see us.
Yeah. August 26th, 9:30 p.m. We are going to have an after party, which is where we're going to host the meet and greet. That's just going to be a few blocks down from the live show venue. We're super excited. We're co-hosting the after party with Frome, and it's going to be a really fun time.
If you guys remember Frome, First Rounds on Me, it's yes. A dating app.
They've been sponsoring our live shows since the first ones. New York is like one of their home bases, so we're super excited to be partnering with them for the after party. So we're gonna have a great time. We're gonna, you know, record the live show, and then we're, you know, where you get to win a bunch of fun prizes.
We got a lot of great prizes, guys.
We really do.
Like, we always get good vibrators. We've got some more stuff for the guys this time. So bring your dudes, bring your roommates, bring your dude best friends.
Yeah, we're going to have merch.
Bring whoever.
Which reminds me, I got to work on that like right now. Anyways.
But yeah, we have some really great prizes.
After party. So it's going to be a really fucking fun night. So buy your tickets, New York. Come see us. This is going to be the last live show of this year. I know we talked about doing an LA live show towards the end of the year. I think we might just have that be like some sort of
holiday party
instead. We're not really sure yet. And then I'm not sure when we're gonna get started on 2024 live shows. So yeah, come see the New York live show. We have a lot of fun things in store, and it's gonna be really fun. And shout out to our sponsors, First Rounds on Me, Peep Show. They've been with us since the beginning. We're super grateful.
They're sponsoring the Dick Challenge yet again.
Yes,
I think we have what we're gonna do for the Dick Challenge.
Yeah, it's still in the works, but it's gonna be a good one. And then we have a few new sponsors. We have Blush Love, who will be providing the vibrators that we're gonna be giving away, and Nixit, which is a period/sexual wellness brand, will be sponsoring this show as well. And then we have, of course, Personal Fave Lube,
our favorite lube.
Yes, and Nutriblast. So lots of fun things to give away. And as always, the sessions with Nicoletta, Nadege, and Ashley, which are honestly like some of my favorite things to give away too.
I hope whoever has won those in the past uses them, because a session with Nicoletta, the going rate is like $150 per hour. Same. Ashley, I think, more. Is like, yeah. I think Ashley's also like around 120 an hour. And then Adej, her coaching sessions are also around 100 something an hour. So like, if you win one of these, like, I hope y'all are using them, because I would love,
I love to do
a session with any of them.
I was going to say, I love it when Nicoletta therapizes me. So it's really fun. So
I know with Nicoletta, we can't, because it's kind of like a conflict of interest. I've done some of Nadege's sessions before, or like also the things that they do with Danny and Lisa. But yeah, those are like the going rate on those is pretty expensive. So
New York, come have fun with us.
It's going to be
a blast. Yeah. Or New Jersey. Or, you know, if you're somewhere
Connecticut.
In the north, yeah. Boston, I don't know how far away that is, but come. DC, how far away are those places?
I don't know. Like, I think they have trains, but
I don't know. All I'm saying is, you know,
the Northeast,
East Coast,
Northeast.
If you're thinking about it, yeah, come through, because I don't know the next time we're gonna be in the East Coast. Just throwing that out there, because I know London really wants us to go over there, and if that's gonna happen in 2024. Be a big budget.
Anyways, is it time to catch them up on what's been going on?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Let's dive in. Okay. We'll start at the beginning of July. I ran into Calvin.
Oh.
If y'all listened back in April, I blocked Calvin and like ended our little friendship. I did eventually unblock him, but it's not like we really had a lot of contact. And then one day I'm at brunch with Cammie and our two friends that are in town. And I see a very tall, blonde man walking across the street from like where I am, from where I'm sitting at this brunch place.
In Venice.
And I was like, is that Calvin? And I was like, oh my God, it is. Like, you can just tell he has a walk to him. He's got like, you know, a certain kind of gait. So I like shot him a text and I'm like, are you in Venice right now? And he was like, yeah. And so I like walked out to like the street and I called him and I was like, hey, turn around. And he turned around and he saw me and he was like, oh, hey. And we hadn't seen each other since April, since Hawaii. So I was like, well, come over here, say hi. So he did. He walked across the street, met me where I was at the restaurant, and we just caught up real quick. You know,
sparks flew.
I miss him. Okay, guys.
Nikki is in love.
I thought breaking up with him would like help me like move on and get over him. No, I'm in love with this man. Anyways, we'll leave that there. But I ran into him and, you know, this was while Venus was in shadow period of before retrograde. So of course X is coming back. Anyways. So I saw him. It was really nice. I like texted him and I was like, it was really nice to see you. Actually, he had texted me a few days before that and he had let me know. He was like, hey, I've been thinking about you. Hope you're doing well. And I was like, yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks. And then we saw each other. So then I texted him and I was like, it was really great to see you. He's like, yeah, very nice. Blah, blah, blah. And okay. So I left it at that. Whatever. Moving on. Fast forward about 2 weeks and there I was walking my dogs on a crosswalk. And then I got hit by a car. So
what a transition.
Wasn't expecting that. I don't know if you can see. This is actually, it's healed now. So
if you're watching YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, if you're watching YouTube, it doesn't look as bad as it did before. But yeah, getting hit by a car was not something I expected to happen. That was when Saturn and Mars were in opposition. So of course, weird shit's going on. Those are the two, you know, what are they called? Anyways.
Malefic?
Malefic. Thank you. Those are the two malefic planets. So, of course, when they're in opposition of each other, shit happens. We told y'all in that episode, July 20th, watch out for it. But this was just like a couple of days before. So they were still in each other's orbs. So I got hit by a car. My dog got hit first. And then he tried to run away. And when he did, I slipped and fell. And like my arms went outward on the ground, right as like she was still coming to a stop, the car. So like I watched the car roll over my arm. And I'd like to attribute the fact that nothing broke or fractured to my amazing forearms.
That's your bicep.
I know, but like you can still kind of see the forearm. Anyways. Because luckily, yes, nothing was broken or fractured, just a lot of swelling, a lot of bruising, and then the cut was pretty gnarly, and it's still healing. I don't know if you can see it, but anyways, so I recovered from that, and then I posted on my stories about it, and then when Calvin saw it on my stories, he was like, hey, are you okay? And he's like, did you break anything? Blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm fine. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. And then he invited me to come over. So I went over. Of course. Like, what was I going to say? No, it's my damn Achilles heel. Like, of course I went over. So we sat there and just caught up and talked about our lives. Talked about how, you know, we're both kind of in similar positions in dating and such. And
not to mention, you've been on this little celibacy journey.
I've been on a little bit of a celibacy journey. I have, yeah. For a variety of reasons, I won't get into it. Anyways, so
you'll hear more at the live show.
Yeah, we'll go into that more later. This isn't the episode for the celibacy journey. That's a whole nother thing. So anyways, we realized we were in similar positions, and we were like, you know, we're sitting on his couch there, and then he was like, so should we try again? And I didn't hear him because he said it pretty low, and I was like, excuse me? And he was like, nothing. I'm like, no, what did you say? And he was like, nothing. And I'm like, did you just ask if we should try again, like get together again? And he was like, yeah, I did, but like I meant it jokingly and lovingly. And I was like, okay, did you? And like, I said this in my head because like,
with love and light.
Yeah. Because at this point I'm like, I don't want to get into this. Like, anyways, but I thought to myself, I'm like, okay, if you want to get back together, like I'm down. Okay. I'd like to discuss that. I'd like to negotiate it. What would that look like? Let's sit down and like figure it out. Anyways. But I was like, I'm going to keep my mouth shut and just like let that simmer. So, but as I was leaving, I finally like mustered up the courage, and I looked at him before I left, and I was like, if you did want to get back together, would you text me? And he was like, I don't know. And then we walked outside to my car with his dog, and like we hugged and talked about how much we missed each other. And then I left. And that was it. That was it. So not a lot to, you know, discuss there. But it did make me realize how much I miss him. I mean, I was already missing him before that. But, like, it just, you know, it's been on his mind. He wouldn't have brought it up if he hadn't at least been thinking about it. But at the same time, I'm not going to make any assumptions on his behalf. However, it is something that I would love to discuss. And that was right in the heart of Venus retrograde. So, what are you going to do? Oh, wait, no. That was like 2 days before. And it was like right before Venus retrograde. And then that weekend, I went to a wedding. It was our friend's wedding in Minnesota.
One of our Rave Fam members.
Yes, one of our Rave Fam, well, two of them. They married each other. Anyways, and my ex-husband was there with his girlfriend. This was actually, the last time that we had seen them was what, EDC back in May?
Was it?
Yeah.
God, that feels like it was so much sooner.
I know, but that was, yeah, it was back
in. No.
Yeah. No. We saw him a week later at that. Still, late May. Yeah.
Okay. So last time we saw him,
Was May. And so when we first saw them at EDC, like, it was definitely very emotional. I cried. Kimi cried.
We all know that I cried.
Everyone cried. Yeah. And then when we saw them a week later,
His girlfriend cried.
Yeah, she cried too. When we saw them a week later, it was better and it was great, but we only saw them for like an hour before we left, so it wasn't very long. And then when we saw them this time, like, we were all there together for this wedding, staying at the same hotel, hanging out with all of our friends. And honestly, like, it felt completely normal. It felt like it had when we all hung out together, you know, two summers ago when we were all, what is that?
Keep going.
When we were all, you know, in our little dynamic, you know, obviously back then I was married to him and she was his girlfriend, but like this time it just, you know, all that really felt different was like, obviously they were the more kind of together couple, and then Kimi and I were just more like friends, and like, but it felt normal. We joked like normal. We talked like normal. Yeah. So it was really nice because, like, honestly, you know, for me, at the end of my marriage, like, one of the things that I wished for the most was that my ex-husband and I would still be able to maintain a friendship. And obviously, like, immediately that wasn't really an option because everyone needed time to let feelings dissipate and to let the pain kind of go away and everything. And I feel like by now, you know, it's been what, over a year?
Nearly two.
Nearly 2 years.
It'll be 2 years in September.
Oh, that's right. Oh, shit. Yeah, nearly 2 years. And it feels like we can all be at a place where we can, like, be friends. And, like, you know, I remember that night at the wedding, Nate came up to me and he was like, I just want to let you know that I'm glad that we can all hang out like this. And he was like, I still love you. I still care about you. And, like, none of that has changed. But, like, I'm so happy with where my life is. And I'm so happy that we can all be friends again. And so, like, that was really nice. And
it's definitely interesting because, I don't know. It just, I don't know what happened. Maybe it just, sorry, I was braiding my hair. Like, EDC, seeing Nate during EDC was really hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was, you know, because I was shrooming or what, but but it was super emotional. And, you know, but also at the same time, like, we also have a rave family that he's included in. And if it's anything that we were all trying to work towards was being able to put everyone together again. So I know... I feel like I did a little bit of, like, work through that in therapy so that this time when we did see him at the wedding and saw his girlfriend, like, it was a lot easier and smoother. And it did make me super, super happy that we were able to, like, all connect in that way. And it just goes to show that for people in your life that you really, really care about, like, no matter the pain, if the care and love is there, like, you can always come back. It might not look the same, but it can still come back in a way that's really meaningful and beautiful.
It reminds me of this quote that someone had said back when I my divorce started. I can't remember who said it, but I thought it was really profound and I really loved it. And it was like, the end of one relationship is often the beginning of another with the same person. Mm-hmm. And so it felt like, at least for me, like, the ending of our marriage, you know, obviously after we gave it some time and, like, were able to, you know, he did therapy, I did therapy, and, you know, we were able to work through a lot of our things. Now I feel like we kind of have this, like, rebirth in our relationship, but it's like, you know, a platonic friendship of, like, two people that really love each other, really care for each other, and things like that. So it's for anyone that's, you know, had to end a relationship with someone that they still really care about, or, you know, things just didn't go as you had planned, but, like, you want to, like, maintain a friendship with that person, whatever it may be. Like, I think if you're both in it and you're both, like, willing to accept, like, a new dynamic that is platonic and that is, you know, a friendship and with still a lot of love and care, like, it is very possible and very doable.
It's also just hilarious when, like, I don't know. There was that one couple there that I think had known y'all when you were married.
Oh, yeah. There was a couple there that met us when we were dating.
Yeah.
They met us when we were dating. They were there when we were engaged. They knew when we were married. Like,
and then here y'all were.
And yeah, and then just here I am,
as,
like,
friends.
As friends. He's got a girlfriend. And there I am, like, hugging his girlfriend goodbye in front of them and telling her I love her. Because I do. Like, I still have a lot of love for her. So I'm sure to them they were like, what the fuck is going on? But also, one of my favorite moments was we were all sitting around the table talking. Nate was, like, telling someone about two friends of ours from Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
And he was... And this part cracks me up. So Nate was telling this person about our two friends, and he was like, Nicole, do you remember them?
And he was like, I don't think you ever met the guy.
Yeah, he was like, I don't think you ever met the guy. And I was like... And then I gave him a look, and then it suddenly clicked for him. That was a couple we had a foursome with. And I was like, what do you mean I never met that guy? I literally blew him in a foursome. Like, I don't understand how you
were there. You were there.
What? You were going down on the girl. Like, I don't... I remember that part. I was just like, are you kidding me right now? And then as soon as he caught on, he was laughing. And then we both kind of had this moment where we were just like, you know... We were able
it
to,
is,
like,
yeah, it is fun to, like, way. Be able to joke about that kind of stuff. Like, I remember we were joking around about, like, our Vegas trips that we used to go on with his girlfriend and him when y'all were, mm-hmm. when you and him were still married, and
when we had the airplane,
she had brought.
Oh yeah,
we had brought.
It was like a hot August weekend on our way to Las Vegas, and she brought hard-boiled eggs in the airplane.
so gross.
It was so bad. And I remember the whole time afterwards, they were like, they were joking about how, like, before they were like, oh, this would be a great snack for the plane. And then during, they were like, what the fuck were we thinking? And Kiyomi and I just had to suffer through that.
I was so pissed at
disgusting. Yeah. So anyways, it was really great to see them. And honestly, like, it's not like we're making plans to, you know, hang out, the four of us, or anything like that at this point, but they are integrating back into the Rave fam slowly. Yeah,
they're
integrating
back into the Rave fam. They're like, we're all getting to a point where we can hang out together. So like when we do stuff like with the Rave fam, like everyone can, you know, we're planning a trip in September to go camping with some of our Rave fam members. And like, we invited them. I don't know if they can make it, but like, we still invited them because like, if they can, you know, we'd love to have them there. So, and that was a big thing for Nate too. Whenever we did end our relationship, like, I do think a lot of our Rave fam, like, was very shocked by what happened. And they all knew us from, like, you know, right. We met a lot of them when Nate and I first got married. So, like, they'd known us our entire, you know, 7-year marriage, just about. So, I think they were a little shocked by everything, but. And of course, they were apprehensive towards like his girlfriend because they were like, who is this girl that came in? And like, you know, now their marriage is ending and our friend group doesn't look the same, blah, blah, blah. And so everyone was like in a state of shock, but then also had kind of their like reservations. And I told them all, like, when we were, you know, when we would hang out and stuff, I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, like, it's his choice, like, we should respect it. I think a lot of them, like, felt betrayal on my behalf, which I appreciated, but I told them, like, I didn't want them to take sides. But obviously, like, one of our fam members is, like, one of my bestest friends. And so, of course, like, I went to her for a lot of things and whatnot. So, like, things with the friend group got messy. And so, you know, when we were all together at EDC and they saw that we were like starting to kind of make up again, and then at the wedding, the same, it kind of gave them the okay to be like, okay, now we can start accepting this person, his girlfriend, into the friend group. And now that everyone's like, okay, we can all start kind of like co-meshing again. So, yeah. Like I said, that has been really meaningful for me. It's something that I've wished for since we started our divorce. I never wanted to lose him as a friend. I didn't want to lose her as a friend. And I want them to continue to be a part of our Rave fam and our friend group. Because our Rave fam is like a cult.
We are a little culty. I'm not kidding. We are culty. Like,
we are.
We have about selective
14 group chats
all about different subjects. So there's
a mean.
Wait, hold on. Chat. How many of us are there in that Rave fam? 10 of us?
Hold on.
So there's 11 of us in this friend group. We have 6 different group chats. One is for when we're making travel plans. One is for when we're sharing music. One is the general chat for catching each other up on random things. Another one is a subset of those of us that live in Southern California for when we want to get together. Another one is for EDC. And then there's one more.
I don't know. Any
single time. Oh, there was a subset of those of us that went to Hawaii together.
Yep.
So there's creating
group chats.
There's a lot of different group chats, and it's like a running joke in the Rave fam because we're always like, oh no, another group chat. Like anytime like there's like a few of us that are going to like something else or whatever. So it's pretty funny, but we are a pretty tight-knit group. And like I said, I'm just happy to be like welcoming my ex-husband and his girlfriend back into that group. So, yeah.
Anyways. But I mean, like I said, it's a great example of how to re-escalate.
Yeah, re-escalate a relationship. And I think the key things, if you're going to re-escalate a relationship, is time.
Give it time.
Quite some time.
At least
6 months.
Yeah, I know on John Romanello's Q&As, I always see him suggest, like, especially when you break up with someone, whether that is like divorce or just a general breakup, the minimum time of like no contact should be, I think he said 90 days.
Yeah, three months.
3 months.
Which is, I mean, I think around the time that there was a time period where like in the beginning we still talked quite a bit, and then we had a period where we like didn't have any contact for at least like probably three to five months.
Yeah.
And then we kind of slowly, and then around the time that my dog died, then we just reconnected again because he was there when our dog died. But then after that, it was just kind of a very slow process. But I agree. I think you should have like no contact at all for at least 3 to 6 months. And then after at least 6 months, then like start off with very slow contact. And then, I mean, so yeah, it's been what, almost 2 years? Wow.
Since now, obviously, like this doesn't have to be for everyone.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be for everyone. But I would say like now being over a year and a half into this, I definitely feel more like comfortable. Obviously, the first few times were rough. Like I said, I cried a ton. But now I'm like, okay, I've worked through a lot of the emotions, blah, blah, blah. Like I can start welcoming them back into my life.
Like there's no reason for me to like reconnect with my ex-fiance.
For that's another thing too. Yeah, it's like, do you need to, if you, is there like, is there a need or a desire to reconnect, and like if so, like what is that for?
Yeah,
for him and I think it's because we have like the same friends and we love each other and care about each other and like understand that like we can be in a platonic relationship and it'd be fine. But if it was like, I think if it's someone you still have romantic feelings for and like you wish like it would continue or whatever, that looks different. But then does. I don't know about a re-escalation. That's why, like with Calvin, I'm like, you know, even though it was great to see him recently and I loved it and like it reminded me how much I missed him, at the same time it reminded me that like why I broke up with him, because I have too many feelings for us to just be friends.
Wow.
And I'm re-escalating in a few areas. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. Anyways, Calvin, if you're listening, I watch back.
Yeah, Calvin, if you're listening, Nikki loves you. She talks okay, about you we don't, all the fucking time.
He's done hearing about Calvin.
I listen to you talk about him every day. I'm just like, God damn it. I hope he just wants to get back together with you so that you can shut up about it.
He shows up in my dreams all the time, as a disclaimer. He really does. Ever since we've broken up, like, I've never seen the man more in my dreams. I mean, before, like, I used to dream about him all the time. And he would just show up randomly in my dreams. Like, but now it's like he's, it cracks me up because like all summer in my dreams, he'll just like show up with a different girl each time in my dream. And when I saw him, like when we caught up a couple weeks ago, like at his place, I was like, you keep showing up in my dreams with like different girls. He was like, yeah, I've been kind of, you know, going on random dates here and there. So that checks. And I'm like, okay. So yeah, I don't know. Interesting time and very on brand with Venus retrograde. So... But here I am healing my arm, trying to let it heal. This like hurts. This right here itches and it hurts. This is still bruised. Like the bone, I think, is bruised. And then I can't really like lift a lot. And then my other hand, because it's been doing so much work since this hand isn't really working very well, my right hand is sore a lot. In other news, I finished one of my projects that if you listened a couple months ago, you heard me talk about two passion projects that I have in the works. One of them is done and off to
the next step.
I can't wait until we can finally talk about it.
I can't wait to tell y'all about it when it's time to tell y'all. I'm like dying right now that I can't tell y'all.
I know, you're gonna love it.
For the like two of you that are on my close friends on my personal page, you might know, but that's about
it.
Oh,
wait, yeah.
Oh, wait, I think I did post it on our close friends for... But it was like, it was a very subtle hint on our close friends on Cami and Nikki.
Oh, for DT. Oh, so...
So you might know. If you're
a patron, you might know. If you're a
patron member, you might know. But yes, so that one is off to its next steps, and I'm so glad to have it done. And then the second one that we're working on, which again, I can't wait to fucking tell y'all, but... I am not a patient person, guys. I am not a patient person.
No, and we don't like to, you know, we can't hold surprises in, you know. Like, usually if Nikki and I are about, like, getting each other stuff for, like, Christmas and stuff, we just always end up telling each other what it is beforehand.
Very rarely have we actually surprised each other.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
we're not good with holding things in.
But the second one we are also almost done with.
How much longer?
So this is one that Steph and I are working on, and it's probably about another 3 to 4 weeks before it's done, and then we gotta get into the next steps. So both of them you probably won't find out for a couple more months,
but hopefully by the end of season 5 you'll know what they are.
Yes.
So, but I am so excited. I can't wait.
Anyways, so if your exes are coming back in this Venus retrograde period that we're in right now, I think my best advice would be
keep an open mind and an open heart. However, understand whether that chapter needs to be closed, redirected, or, you know, whatever. Like, I hope you get clarity on, like, where the next steps of said relationship. Like, sometimes it can be closure. Like, okay, I think I am actually done this time. And, like, it's time to move on. Or, like, oh, now we can be friends. And, like, we can actually move forward with, like, just, like, a good, cordial, platonic friendship. Or, you know, if you want to get back together with them. And, you know, since you've broken up with them, all you've realized is that you were actually in love with them the whole time. And you just denied your feelings. And, you know, now you can't deny them any longer. Then let them know. That one Leo I talked about a few months ago, the one that kind of like blew me off, he came back.
the way you said that.
He came back.
Well, you know what? That fucker is probably listening to this episode. So, hi, dude. Anyways, so I blocked him on everything. Cami and Nikki, DT, my phone. But then I just unfriended him on my Instagram profile because it's private. So if I just unfriended him, then he couldn't see anything. Anyways, so a few weeks ago, he re-friend requested me on IG. And he was like, hey, oh, so glad that I'm not blocked anymore. And I'm like, no, you're still blocked. Obviously, I can't block him from listening to the pod. So if he does listen... Hi. Anyways, so, and he was like, hey, you know, like, let's hang out, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nah, dude, look, I'll be your Instagram friend just on this account. I will not unblock you from anything else. And I was like, but, you know, there's some boundaries here. Like, there's no way I'm ever going to make plans with you again. That's not happening. So just be wary.
I mean,
I will say, you know, like, for example, my ex's birthday is in a few days. Actually, it's the day this episode releases.
Are you gonna reach out?
I want to reach out and say happy birthday.
I did actually send Calvin cookies on his birthday.
When it comes to that ex, I know that chapter is closed. I really do. There's a very finality to it.
Do you think you could be friends again, or do you think like there's just no way to be friends?
I would love to be his friend,
but I think that looks different for everyone. Like
it does, it does. And but he's friends,
like I said, for Nate and I, like because we have the same friend group that we love deeply and we care about, and like we all like to do the same things and like do the same adventures. Like for that reason, you know, and I care about him, but for that reason, like I wanted to like of course welcome him back into like that,
yeah,
into my life. But like, you know, with him, like, do you think there's
The only reason, the great thing is that we are like cordial and nice to each other when we do see each other, which sometimes I have run into him in the wild just because when I'm in Venice, like he lives there, A. B, he lives right next door to two of our friends in the lifestyle group.
Yeah.
So like, for example, I went to a 4th of July party that was right next to his house. You know, at the beginning of the month, at the beginning of July. However, you know, he wasn't there. He was in Europe. So, and also just like the reason why I would never give that other Leo a chance anyway is because out of respect for my ex, because he did ask me not to engage there. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. That makes a lot of sense. Like y'all hang out. You're both in the same friend circle. So like in that regard for my ex and I, like it's nice to be cordial. And it makes sense to, like, have somewhat of, like, an acquaintanceship. I don't know if it'll ever get to friendship. It has been quite... And that's the thing. It's, like, I was trying to give it, like, quite some time before, like, reached out or, you know... Well, not reached out, but just, like, I didn't want to, like, say anything. So now I'm just, like, do I wish him a happy birthday?
I'm going to say no. That's tough. Maybe on Instagram. Maybe like instead of texting him happy birthday, like just like respond to an Instagram post or something and be like happy birthday and leave it at that. But I wouldn't go out of my way to text him happy birthday if I were you.
I know.
But that is a toughie. I know you still care about him. I care about him too. I hope he's doing well. But like
I care about him a lot. And you know what? I was thinking about it the other day because I love him. I realize it'll never be what it was. You know, we did not make good lovers together. There was a lot of love there, but we just did not make a good match. We went through a lot of hardships, but we did learn a lot from each other. But I don't know where I was going with that. But basically, I was just saying, you know, I care about him deeply. And I know I'll probably run into him, you know, many times. We live in the same city and there's some ways in which we could see each other potentially like out in the wild. So
don't take this as your sign to text your ex.
God, no, I'm not.
But like, I guess what I'm saying is, you know, if your ex has come back, really take some time to reflect on the future of that relationship and why you either want to be friends or rekindle or not.
Is it worth re-escalating or should you just leave it where it's at? Take that time to reflect.
I've reflected a lot on Calvin and I, and I've decided what I want.
Yeah, we know.
But with my ex-husband, like I think we're at a good place and I'm very happy. And I'm not pushing for anything. When we see each other, it's great. And we have we're able to have a fun time. And every now and then, sure, on the group chats, we'll, you know, banter back and forth. But then I kind of leave it at that. So
the human experience is so funny, I think. You know, at the end of the day, like, especially like with the people that come and go in our lives, I think it's really important to, for whoever does come into your life, like, enjoy that moment. You know, if it does end up being something that's toxic, like, just take the good and leave it behind. And then, I don't know. I guess I've just been thinking a lot about relationships lately.
That's what Venus retrograde does. It's about thinking about, you know, like, how do you want to approach relationships? How do you want to move forward? What do you want to value and prioritize as you keep going? Like Kira said, is this bringing me pleasure?
Exactly. You know? I think it's definitely made me realize and, like, just reflect, like, how important it is when you are spending time with someone to be present.
Oh, 1,000%.
You never know when the last time you're going to have sex with them is. You never know when the last time you're going to kiss them is. You never know when the last time you're going to hug them is. Yeah, I think when I think back to like my relationship with my ex, I don't remember our last time.
Having sex?
Mm-hmm.
With Nate, I remember it very vividly.
I don't, because I didn't realize that would be the last time. I think I
knew. When it was the last time for Nate and I knew.
I think with my ex, one of the last few times that we did it, I was like, I need to remember this, you know, even though we didn't have the greatest sex life sometimes. I was like, I need to remember this because, like, this might be one of the last times.
I don't even remember.
Same with kissing him, but.
But, like, even though I remember, like, what our last time was like, I don't even remember, like, I don't remember his dick. I don't remember how he felt. I just remember kind of like the environment and what had happened and what I felt emotionally, which I think is another takeaway.
I think it's funny the things that we do end up remembering, because, like, for example, when I think about my ex, like, one of the most vivid things that I remember with him is cuddling at night. I always remember he didn't like his tummy touch, so I would always hold him like in the solar plexus area, like kind of like over by the sternum. And
well, and I mean, it, like I said, you know, I don't remember what it was like kissing my ex-husband. I don't remember what it was like feeling him inside me or like any of those things. What I remember is like what I felt emotionally, mm-hmm. which was loved and supported and cared for. Like, that's what I remember the most. So, and I think that's something that I try to remember, like, in terms of like my interactions with other people, is like, how do I make someone feel? Because at the end of the day, like, that's what they're going to remember about me.
That's another thing I've been reflecting, is like,
More than anything, they're going to remember you're going to remember how they made you feel, and vice versa.
It's all about the small moments.
So think about how you make other people feel.
So anyways, that was the beginning to season 5, guys. It is going to be a healing season.
It is.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about that.
It's kind of been the summer of healing.
Well, we've been healing for like the past year and a half, so.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I'll keep y'all posted on what happens with Calvin if I see him again.
But yes, yay, welcome to August. Welcome to season 5.
And then Astro updates, I think August, I mean, we'll probably talk about it later on. August, obviously we're still, the entire month of August is Venus retrograde. Mercury goes retrograde later this month. When do you remember the dates? Is it August 10th?
Way after that.
No. I think it's August 10th.
No.
Yeah. Check. And then we have a new moon in Leo, which will be really fun. And then we're going to have another full moon at the end of the month in Pisces.
Kimmy and I don't traditionally do well with those full moons in Pisces. Or, well, I shouldn't say we don't do well with them, but they tend to be
a time. I was right. The 23rd, August 23rd.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, because it's August 23rd through September 3rd. That's the Mercury retrograde.
Okay. Anyways, but that full moon in Pisces, I mean, it's nothing to be scared of. It's just, I feel like things always happen around a full moon in Pisces for us.
I will be, what, when is the full moon in Pisces?
August 30th.
I will be hiding in a bunker.
No, they're not anything.
Peace and love.
It's just, it's in our 12th house.
No, for us.
It's in our 12th house. So it's like, of course, it's like all the stuff.
The unknown.
The hidden. Yeah. Anyways, okay.
I will not be scheduling any surgeries for any
pets. Or travel.
We're not going to be traveling.
When is that again?
August 30th.
Great. We'll be getting back from... Oh, mom's coming to visit us.
It'll be an R&R day.
Okay. Anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in. We hope you have a great rest of your week.
Wear condoms.
And buy tickets to our live show in New York.
Yes, New York. Come fucking see us. Go buy your ticket now, okay? Thank you. I love you all.
Bye.
Bye.